right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Evan, America, a nation teetering on the edge. This is an article that is in The Hill today, and it's by Michael Payne. And so, on the edge of what? A catastrophe, an implosion, a disaster. It's when a nation becomes rife with hatred and divisiveness to the point that it teeters on the edge, one step away from a national catastrophe. That's where America is today, teetering on the edge. This is a nation that simply is not what it once was. For anyone that disputes what the above title states and its meaning, that thinks that things in America are just fine, that the nation is merely going through some tough times, but will recover as it always does, yeah, then they better think again and much deeper. Those paying close attention to what is going on realize that we are living in one of the most dangerous times in the country's history. America, the nation that once proclaimed itself to be the exceptional nation and solving the greatest of problems, its democracy is now on life support, and it may not be able to survive. Who do we have on the line, man?
Nobody. That was just a quick inquiry. Yes.
Listen to these sage words of advice. A nation divided shall surely fall. This country, its government, and society, unless they completely reverse the direction in which they are currently headed, will fulfill that dire prediction. First and foremost, there is the hatred and divisiveness that has been spreading across the country and seems to be escalating, CJ, with each passing day. This has a great deal to do with white supremacy that has been present in our society for a very long time. The problem is that it's getting a lot worse. Why has this situation become one which would take a minor miracle or an act of God to reverse? Those who strongly support Trump, the perpetual liar, and his objectives represent the antithesis of ethics, morality, honesty, integrity, honor, and decency. They are just like him. You know, I'm going to hold on and stick a pin in it for a second. But if you don't believe that this nation is in a horrific position and is completely divided because conservatives choose to make sure that it stays divided, unless they get their way, then I don't know if you have been awake. You must have been slumbering, because this has been an organized effort on the right for the last 40 years to attack this nation, to divide it, and to eventually, they keep talking about the Democrats are trying to take over this nation. The Dickens, you say, Evan?
We're trying to take it over through representative democracy. Oh, no. Oh, no. Good heavens. Oh, no. I hope they don't vote for us. Yeah. Give me a break.
And I know that there are people on the left who really don't want to look at this from that perspective. And they really want to try to get along with their fellow countrymen. But your fellow countrymen don't want to get along with you. If you don't think from the same perspective that they think from, you're going to forever be their enemies. The Republicans think of this nation's constitution and the American democracy as being meaningless, something that just stands in their way. Rules, laws, and the principles of ethics and morals have no place in the new GOP agenda. Who do we have on the line, Evan?
We have Terry from the North Woods.
Hey, Terry, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, I say I had a little interaction with a guy with a Trump hat, camel Trump hat today. And I said, God, I don't know what I said about his hat, but I noticed it was Trump, and I called him out on that. And I said, well, what are you so mad about Joe over? Well, the border. It's the border. That's what he threw at me, Earl and Evan.
It's the voters.
It's the border. Border.
Oh, the border. Okay. So if they're so angry about the borders, last time I checked, there are not enough people in this nation that are willing to work, right?
Right. There you go.
Many businesses complain that we don't have anybody to work. And say what you will, we do know that those people, when they come across the border, they come across the border to do what? To work. And they are willing to do just about any menial job. But yet people here don't want them here. But it can't be both ways, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that's what he threw at me, the borders.
Okay, so
thanks. You guys are kind of great too.
So the people coming across the borders, what have they done to him? What have they done to him and people like him?
Yeah, that's the whole point. I don't know how to talk to these people. And this is a guy, white male in his 50s or late 40s, early 50s, scared to death of brown people.
I know that's the majority of what this is, but that same guy you're talking about is loaded. He's got all kind of weapons. So what is he worried about? Right. Thank you very much for the call. Evan, you say what now?
Oh, no, just, man, it's crazy to hear about these encounters. It really is.
But that's what conservatives—that's their thought process, and that's why America is a nation teetering on the edge. That anger and hatred that they have within them is going to destroy them as well as our nation. But thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Evan. As always, I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Hey, man. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.